Hello everyone listening out there. You're tuned in to CFUV 101.9 Campus Community Radio. For the next hour, you'll be listening to Acousticians, celebrating acoustic music from around the world. I'm your host, Antonio Gradanti. And we'll start at the top of the show with a CD a friend gave to me. The band is Oregon, and the album is entitled Always, Never, and Forever. It's actually the band's 18th album and blends folk rhythms with jazz. Formed in 1970, musicians include Ralph Towner on guitars and keyboards, Glenn Moore on bass and piano, and Paul McCandless on reed instruments, and Trilok Gertu on percussion. This is the album's first track, entitled Beppo. Gabriola Island has their annual Dancing Man Festival coming up on April 28th, running for 10 days, bringing it to a close on May 8th. There are approximately 35 performers this year, with headliners like Jim Burns, a wonderful blues guitarist and vocalist. He'll be playing at the Gabriola Community Hall May 7th from 8 to 10 p.m. He'll be accompanied by Steve Dawson that night. Jim Burns will also be holding a workshop earlier in the day of the 7th of May, from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, it's billed as an actor's workshop. Some people might know him from the times he was on the series Highlander. I'm sure the workshop won't be just about acting. Music will play a part in it somewhere as well, I'm sure. Also headlining will be Jembanja, playing transcendent music of Zimbabwe. They're a six-piece marimba, imbira, and dance troupe. They will also be playing at the Community Hall on April 30th from 7:30 to about midnight. Now, they won't be playing for the whole time. They'll have an opening act, Afriola. Afriola was founded on Gabriola Island, inspired by the musical traditions of Western Africa. So a full night of dancing to start off the festival. There are many other local musicians playing throughout the 10 days, and I have to tell you, Gabriola is one of the most musical places I've ever been to. It seems everybody and their mother plays an instrument. Not only that, but they play it well. So, try to get to Gabriel at some point to see one or all of the many shows during the Dancing Man Festival. If you'd like more info, you can call Artworks at 247-7412 or visit the Dancing Man Festival's website at www.dancingman.ca. In 2002, my band Dig recorded their debut CD entitled Another One of Those Days. All the tracks were written and recorded on Gabriola Island. On this track I'm about to play, I'm playing guitar and singing. Dave McGrath is on percussion, and Kathy McIntyre singing backups. The trio is currently working on new songs for another upcoming CD. Here is Dig performing Statesville. And that was Anything Goes by Cole Porter, played by David Grisman on mandolin and Martin Taylor on guitar, off their 1995 acoustic disc entitled Tone Poems 2. Once again, you're listening to CFUV 101.9 Campus Community Radio, broadcast live from beautiful Gabriola Island via the internet. This next performer is a man named Anwar Braham, an oud virtuoso. His album Barzak, as he explains, refers to the place of rest and tranquility where the soul goes before resurrection. I'd like to play a track that acts as sort of a counterbalance to the title track. Sarandib is the ancient name of Sri Lanka in Arabic and is the title of this next piece. Also playing with him is Bashir Salmi on violin and Lasad Hosni on percussion. As you're listening to this track, listen to the clarity of execution and sensitivity to color, even when moving at top speed. He's a true master. I'll ever get tired of listening to that CD. And that's it for us this hour and this week on Acousticians. Please join me again next week at the same time to celebrate acoustic music from around the world. I'm your host, Antonio Gradanti. Bye-bye for now.